بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زروت والله طلع البليس لكبه بليس لكبه. One does not realize that he has been continuously been a company of the pious to continue going the right route. Some people are in impression after some time I've achieved what I've achieved. But that is now shaitan mislead. As Thani rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in this era, he says, I say that to sit in the company of the pious is farz-a-ayn. Farz-a-ayn. Do you know what's the meaning of farz-a-ayn? Very compulsory. Very important. Like how you cannot miss a farz namaz, likewise to sit in the company of the pious people is farz to protect your iman. In this era where we are facing now, we're full of fitna and fasad, and it's coming in so much in rapidly, the fitna is coming. There's no way that can be pushed. The only way you can save is the company of the pious people. And he went on to say that there's no doubt, I'm giving fatwa on that. There's no doubt about it. No. That you have to sit in the company. Then all you safeguard yourself. But when you sit in a company, it's very important that you must be pious about it, honest. Honesty is very important. You just cannot come and just sit down and expect things to happen, but you have to be honest with yourself. One lady sent me a message. She had some problems. She's got quite a few children. She's a revert. And she says to me that, you know, I told her the only way we can solve this problem is you and your husband that come and see me. So unfortunately, the husband replies to me that my husband is not prepared to come. He said, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is sufficient for us. I read it, I was a bit disturbed that she does not realize that if Allah was sufficient for us, Nabi Karim, why came in this world? Why is Nabi Karim in this world? So how shaitan can mislead a person? That they want to do good deeds, the wife wants to do something, but because of pride and embarrassment. Remember, in Islam, there's no embarrassment. To go near to Allah Ta'ala, even if you have to tell your sheikh, I've got this sickness in me. Remember one thing, the more open you are with your sheikh, who you trust, the most important thing is you have to trust your sheikh. Do not tell him about your good deeds, that you read tarajjud namaz, you make zikr and all. He doesn't ask for that. Be very open with him that this is my sicknesses, I want it to be put right. Unfortunately, this person is feeling this much that if I had come forward, I'll be embarrassed. Not understanding is not embarrassment. That harm is now caused to the family, that those children are now going to be misled, husband will be misled, wife. They will get nowhere any better. It was very sad. Yet you notice this much, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanutin Rahmatullah, Hazrat Mawlana Gongoi Rahmatullah. Their ustad, their sahib and nisbat. Sahib and nisbat with a very high level. But yet after they completed them, when they finished, each one went to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah. What was the necessity for them when their own sheikh and ustad was a sheikh of that kind? Ustad was so high. They had the top ustad, the greatest ustad. No one could get ustad like that. But with all that, when they completed, they made sure that they went in the company of Haji Imdadullah. What was the reason for that? And not spend 1-2 months, years upon years, keeping contact with him, and then stay by them in Makkah al-Mukarramah for about 6 to 8 months, continuously, to get it rubbed in them. How important it is. And that time was something else. That era was something else. So when they could go, that knowledge was so high and so great. Shah, Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to Gangoi to get to read the hadith by Muhammad Gangoi Rahmatullah, He said, this is the madrasa. And he's a very great scholar, very great person. When he came in front of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Thanvi, I felt a knowledge coming from him, a person full of knowledge. Yet they themselves, they surrendered themselves to the people who are supposed to be surrendered to. But now, just imagine that today in this era, Hazrat Thanvi says, it is farz-e-ain that you have to sit in the company of the people, the pious people. Pious means that when you sit in his company, you think of Allah. It means, no, no, not those innovations and all that. You think of Allah Ta'ala, you become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. The world, the love of the world is coming out of your heart. And you want to become more and more closer to Allah Ta'ala. That is what is all. So when he says farz-e-ain, and then he says fatwa. So how important it is our sohbat for our children today. Sohbat for children. We ourselves have discipline. You can sit in the company of a pious person, but for a long period of time you have to spend your time. In other words, you have to humble yourself. You have to humble yourself. You have to completely make yourself, you're not, I'm going to sit in company. As he said, if you do not get good company, don't sit in bad company. Don't get company, don't sit in bad company. Inshallah, you will remain good. But in these days, it's so important to sit in good company. Very important. And you have to surrender yourself. You have to be honest. Why there's no honesty today? That's why there's nothing. Once you surrender yourself, remember the road to Allah Ta'ala is no end. There is no such thing as failure. When you write an exam, you fail. But the road to Allah Ta'ala is no fail. You continue. And you pass away that way, you still pass. Allah is looking at you, moving to me, you come into me, you come into me. No matter how you come to me. You come into me, you fell down, you still come into me. Don't you know that person, you know? It so happened that, you know, he went to a person and told him, I've committed 99 murders. Is there any way that Allah will forgive me? He said, no way. He said, no way, I'll kill you too. He killed him also. 100 came in now. But the fire was burning inside. There's some way I must be forgiven. The fire inside must burn inside. Allah forgive me. So someone told him that a pious person go and speak to him. And they said that he went to him and told him that there's a certain area you go, certain place you go. We have hopes that person will give the right answer. And he went. And he went because the urge that the fire must be burning. In every heart, the fire must be burning to come towards Allah. No one can pull you, you have to pull yourself. But you work towards it, Allah pulls you there. While going on the way, now I must know he's going. Now, no car there, no Mercedes Benz there, no all those things. But that letter of love, that fire is there. I want to find out. I committed the sin. I'm not happy about it now. And he was going. While he was going, he must know that traveling was something else there. And he was actually passing away. When he was passing away, he did not even reach the place. When he did not reach the Hazrat, he has given us this incident. Why did he give us an incident? Everything has a reason for it. So when he comes just past, he passes away. Both the Farisas are coming down. The Farisas of punishment, the Farisas of mercy coming down. When they misunderstand him, Allah has full knowledge of everything. Allah Ta'ala told all the same measure. The measurement was that he was more nearer to the city where he was going. Allah Ta'ala says the Farishta of mercy will take it from. Allah Ta'ala knew it. So what happened? Allah forgave him. What made Allah forgive him? That you had a talab in you, the seeking you must have to run towards Allah. You understand? The nun, you must run to make ask for forgiveness. And sit in the company of pious people, which is very important. In this era, it's so important for our children also. We are not concerned about progeny. Our progeny is very important in our life. We will just go away, Allah must take with Kamil Iman. But we are more concerned of our progeny. What will happen to them? If we are not going to look after them, it's all in our hands. It's not in the hands of anyone else.
in all our hands, how we bring them up. What will give them that will cause? Sohbat is very important. Sohbat saleh, saleh kunat. Sohbat tare, tare kunat. If you sit in the company of pious people, it affects you. You know, when you go to Nabi Karim Shahzam gave it as an example, you go to a perfume shop, you don't buy attar, but when you come out from there, you smell your attar. You smell your attar. When you come out of the attar dukan, you did not buy it, but when you're coming out, hey, what attar you got on you? I got nothing. But it came from the shop of them. Sitting in a company of that kind brings that thing, rubs in you. How it rubs in you, only Allah, that is what your intention is. And likewise, you sit in a bad company, remember, then you know that the sparks that come from the shop, that what you call blacksmith, when he's doing his sparking days, you don't want the sparks to come on you. Because the moment the sparks come on, what happens? So likewise, bad company and good company, this is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, to become bad is very easy. To become good is very hard. To become bad, you sit in a bad company. Carry on. Today, in a company of this kind we are, that our children are allowing them to go bad company. Never mind, they're still small. Or they come late at night. Never mind, let them go. Let them go. Then you sit in a musalla and cry. Mona, what happened to my child? You are allowing the child to go away. See? Bad company. No, he's still young. There's a fight between husband and wife. Now, why are you fighting? He's still young. Let him go. Husband says, no, you're not right. No. Why? No compatibility. That's why the mother and father must be on one page. Then only you can understand. I mentioned this some time ago, if I'm not mistaken. Hazrati said one father, you know, he went. Then Hazrati says very strict, there's no friends today. Please do not think you got friends. Friends are gone now. No friends at all. Don't ever say, this is my friend. I knew so many people come to me and say, Mona. I said, Mona, how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah. What happened? No, no, man. But you're a rich man. What happened? Money is gone. Gee, when I had money, all my friends were gone. From money gone, friends gone. Friends gone. So what kind of friend that is? Hazrati said that his son, but son will come late every night. Oh, mothers and fathers, please listen to this. You allow your child to come late that night, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Do you know where he's going to? You're not even thinking where he's going to. And when you come to know where he's going, the wrong places, then you decide. It's too late. I know people and fathers are crying. This is the musalla. Did my son come back early? Where he's going to? Girls are going out too, the same thing. Hazrati says that he told his son, you're coming late every day, not right. I can't see it. You must come early. You must learn to come and you must not go. He said, no, he's praised his friend. He said, you can never get a friend like this. He'll give his life to me. I just have to tell him and he's just there. Oh. And the way he praised this friend of his, the father said, oh, you got a friend. It's a real friend then. Waking up at early part in the morning and just come and just wake you up. No doubt, it's good. You want money, just say what you want. Go on, just take it. All right. I want to test your brother. So, for purpose, the father will say, any part of the night you can come. The father delayed. When he came out 12 o'clock, he said, let's go now. Now, he said, any time just day is there. He went there, knocked at the door. No one answered. Banging the door, no one answered. The father looked at the son looked at the father. My husband is giving us an instant for what? Hey, if only we can learn. After that, if you're banging the door, what is going here? He says, Fala. Is this the time to come? Is this the time to come? Never mind, still came down. What can I do? No, I just told my father I got a friend, you know, and he can give me his life. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Bang the door. Now the son got no face, looking down. Oh, my young brothers, you know, my young sons and brothers, please listen to this. Don't get into bad company. Where is going to take you to? Why did my husband give us this incident? Only Allah knows why he gave us. So he said,
never mind, 50 years I haven't met a friend of mine still. I've got a friend 50 years I haven't seen him. Let's go and meet him. What's the time? 1 o'clock in the morning. Allahu Akbar. He went and knocked at the door. The moment he knocked at the door, gone. 50 years, he still made the voice out, I'm coming. He came down. When he came down, when he opened the door, he had three things in him. He had one stick in him. He had one basket. And he had one bag. What's all this you brought? I said, this part of the night you came. Must be in trouble. 1 o'clock in the morning, no one come this time. You came this time, but we need some help. So I brought the stick. I'm gone old, but if someone is troubling, I can use the stick to help you. Can you do that today? Then this running short of food, I got food in my hand. To give you food. And then he said, if you need money, I got money too. But the husband said, don't do that too. We must not do that. You won't get your money back. So there are no friends today. Good friend today. They only know give, they not. So he said, no, I just want to show my son that Hussein will praise your friend so much that every night he should go out. Where he is going, wasting his time, wasting money, everything. I showed my son, his son realized that he's got no friend today. I showed this is a true friend after 50 years. But because the son was a good child, decent child, he made his promise his father not to go back. How many children are over today? The fathers allow them to go. Allow them to go late at night to come. Where are they going? They don't even know. So this is what you call that aaj mein koi dosti nahi. Don't ever say this is my friend. Because you don't know what's the meaning of friend. Friend days are over. Now look after your children. Look after your children and take care of them. And sohbat is very important. Sahaba, the name came, Sahaba is sohbat, you know that? Sahaba, they were so fortunate that they made sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they were given the name of Sahaba. They gave the name of Sahaba. So if we sit in a company of Haji Qasim Nanoti Rahmat, what do you talk about sohbat? One person says that even he passed, I want to be buried next to this buzrug. So someone says, Hazrat, you know, why they ask that you're going to get buried next to the buzrug? Qasim Nanoti was a very intelligent person. How come he will benefit? He said, you know, this fan is working now. Their fan is giving benefit that side, being this side, being your side. But the main person laying down there, he's getting all light coming. Through him, the others getting a light too. So that person, I want to strip, even live, pass away, I'm going to get buried next to a buzrug too. So you buried next to a buzrug in your death, why don't you stay with him in when he's alive? So you get 2 times. That's why they say when you sit in a company of a sheikh, he's doing his work, but don't think that from there nothing's happening. Everything is happening from there. He is doing his work. Allah Ta'ala is sitting there. But you are taking your shaykh or kush nahi hai. Think he's someone. Then when Allah Ta'ala is sending from there, then he's sending to you too. It's how you sit next to him. So likewise, you sit in the majlis too. We know that the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, O Jibreel, where you came from now? Ya Allah, I came from the Jamaat. Where they're thinking of you and talking of you. And what else they're talking about? Ya Allah, they're talking about Jannat and Jahannam. And what else they say? Ya Allah, they're taking making tawbah for the guna that made, and good thing they're asking about Jannat. Oh, have they seen Jannat? No. Oh, Jibreel, bear witness that I've forgiven all of them. Allah is so kind. So if you sit with that condition, only Allah knows who's here. Only Allah knows to one person who's here, who's very pious. Through him, Allah accepts everyone. Why they say you must read Namazul Jamaat? What's the reason for that? One of the reasons to read Namazul Jamaat is your namaz is not according to Allah's one. But some person who is sitting down there reading namaz, to the barakat of that person, your namaz is accepted. So how much you have to look at those things? So you must take advantage of this.
But the biggest thing is this much, that you must keep away from sins. To keep away from guna se bacho. Until unless you don't have hate for sins, until you don't have hate for sins, you commit sins all the time. And what's the reason for committing sins? The reason for committing sins is lack of muhabbat, lack of respect. If you have love for someone, in his present absence, you'll make sure you won't do anything wrong. Because you're scared if that person comes to know about it, will not look at you anymore. So if you can do that in this world for a person who you love, then for Allah Ta'ala who's looking at you 24 hours, how much you must have respect. Respect all the time not to commit a sin. Today we are of this kind that we say this, but is it a minor sin or a major sin? Remember, the road to Allah is one that if you love Allah Ta'ala, then you show Allah Ta'ala that my love is so strong that I don't want to commit any sin of one. All kinds of sins is major to me. As I said this morning, that you know, a spark is a minor sin, but a spark can burn a house too. A spark can burn a house. Likewise, the major sins are flames. And a flame, when that takes place, then you must know that is called major sins. And a man gradually, when he commits sins all the time, all minor sins, always a minor sin. The time will come where now he bypasses minor goes to major. Once Allah must protect us. You know something, when guna is made committed all the time, it becomes part of you. It becomes part. They don't take it as sin at all. That's why many people in our society, if you talk to them, don't commit sin, they take it as nothing. Feel nothing about it, whether whatever sin it is to. You find today, why you find people taking drugs? They're going to all those rehabs, years upon years, thousands of rand they're spending. But nowhere, Molana, nowhere. Why? Because the love for it is there, the taste is there. The taste for it is so strong there, they don't want to leave it. Father is spending millions of rands, I'm not saying thousands, millions of rands to save the child from something which they enjoy so much. Or you can go sit down there, you can sit and do whatever you want. They make you make zikr, they make it, but until unless you know you can take the horse out of water, you can't make him drink. Likewise, these two. You can take them any way they want to, they themselves will make their mind. Until they themselves do not make their mind up that I'm not going to do it again, no one can stop. You have to be strong yourself, I'm not going to do it again. That's that kind of sin it is, that you know, going to drug is the worst sin. It is so worse, it's unreal. And people are spending so much of money. Sometimes I'm thinking to myself that a halal money cannot cause a person to commit a sin of drug. Sayyidina Muhammad Jilani Rahmatullah mentioned, he said, a person with halal money will not lead you to commit a sin. Now that what statement always in front of my eyes. That if a person's money is halal, it will not lead him to commit any haram. So many a times you find a person is doing wrong things, makes you think we are not supposed to jump in any conclusion of any kind. But this is what he has said, that a person must look into his life, see what it is, what is it. And you come to realize that this is it. So sin now has become like a joke. It's like nothing, you know. It has become so bad to that extent that you can remind him, you can talk to him, it makes no difference at all. You find people in this society, you tell him, hey, why are you committing this sin? Look, your business can run without riba. Why are you still doing it? Why is it? You'd be surprised he tries to rectify it. He says, no, it is justified. And one thing, when you justify something, and that which Allah made haram, there's a war with Allah. There's no happiness at home. There's no happiness at all with everyone. But this sin is also very strong today. The sin of riba, the sin of drugs, every kind of sin. My husband said once, I won't forget, or listening to the other day, when you come into the masjid, ask yourself, how clean you are inside? How clean you are inside? What's the meaning of that? Because you made outside, you're very clean, you made your wudu, you did everything properly. But when you come into the masjid, where are you going to? You are going to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Are you pure inside or not? Ask yourself, how pure are you? You're not pure because you still got pride in you. You still got jealousy in you.
You got anger in you. You got all kind of wrong things in you. Your heart is not clean or inside, and the heart is only for one person. Is who? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, you say, every time you subhanallah, subhanallah, what's the meaning of that? Fuck is a being that is pure, pure. Hazrat is saying, how come you keeping your heart impure a little bit? So, very careful you have to be. Every night you have to look at yourself. So the sin that we're committing today is so right. No one is concerned about this. Look at the apps. You know the apps. One person asked, what's the apps? Cell phone is apps. Cell phone is apps. All kind of apps. I one person can Instagram. I don't watch Instagram. Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy about it. Instagram. I only know the word Instagram. I don't ask me what it is. I make sugar, I don't know it. It is all kind of junk. I don't know it. I make sugar to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I don't know. Social media. I listen to the social media. I'm not interested in that thing. Alhamdulillah, the more you look at social media, the more you'll be misled. People are at the moment going through misery of all kinds because they look at social media. Hey, this is what happened in London. This happened in this place. Baba, what to do with you? When Malakal Maut come, they won't ask what happened in London. I remember when I was in Jannah Khanqa in Jalalabad, and that time the Iran war was, on. And Hazrat is saying, what is this? People are coming and talking about Iran. You got nothing to do with that. Your thing is akhirat. You talk of them, can you do anything in Iran? They don't know who you are. What do you look at Iran for? What is true or false? We don't even know. Apna apna kaam karo. Allah will never question why didn't go to Iran. Allah won't question why didn't go there. Allah will question why did this wrong, that wrong. So rather put yourself right. Do not worry about all those things. This is where we are going, that we are being misled. The more you look at social media, the more you look at those things, it brings misery in you. Even on that misery to that kind, that you cannot in namaz also. But no, you can't in namaz. Namaz ma pareshani hoti. So you bring in this condition in you, it's your own fault. So sin is something you must try to keep away from. Sin, until unless you don't have that hate for sin. Hazrat Muhammad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when his Shaykh wrote to him, what's your condition? The other don't talk of condition. Alhamdulillah. I got in me hate for sins and longing for good deeds. Have that thing on him. Don't think I want to become buzroog or become that status, that status. What did he say? I said, don't talk about status. Alhamdulillah, I got hate for sins and longing for good deeds. Longing for good deeds. Any sunnah, humble sunnah. Any good deeds. There's no such thing as, I'm looking for this condition in my life. I want to become high. That's for high people. We are low people. We just want hate for sins and longing for good deeds. If a person got these two things, you got everything. Now, the moment you say you got hate for sins, that means all sins. There's no question of which sin. Once you got that condition in you, then, hey, ghibat hoti, ghibat. Ghibat, khalas, straight away, ghibat. Jealousy, no. Pride, no. Everything, no. And shukr, alhamdulillah. Muhabbat, all that you got in you. But when it comes to pride, if someone tells you got pride, immediately say, yeah, let me look at it. Today you will say, hey, you got pride in you. What do you think about pride? Where do you think about pride? But the moment you got this in you, that you know what I mean, you're trying to put yourself right, you say, you know what, you got pride in you. I think I got pride in you. You try to? You got jealousy in you. You got this in you. You try to put it right. You got anger in you. These are the sins that are causing me. For years you find a person making zikr all the time, day and night and making zikr, making tilawat Quran, but you got anger in him. That anger is killing everyone. I received one message from a lady. The husband sits from Asr Maghrib in a mosque, but he's a tyrant. He's a tyrant. I said, I don't know your husband, I can't talk to you. And I'm frightened because if I talk to him, the possibility that he won't talk to you. He won't talk to you. So this is the condition to them, Mawlana. That take this out of you, take it. Gunaw se nafrat honi chahiye. You must have nafrat for sins, hate for sins, and longing for do this. Any amount of deeds, you must not think that deed to be a small deed. That small deed, Allah Ta'ala left his mercy hidden.
In any action only if he is punished, forgive you. And Allah Ta'ala is hidden his wrath. In any action you do, the person that action which you thought is not the wrath of Allah. Look at that woman, just giving water to the dog. Allah forgave. So what you know is very important, keep away from sins. Leave everything else. You're going to become buzroob of that and go to somewhere else. But here is only one thing, guna and nafrat. Hate for sins. Business must be according to Allah. There's no sense. No, it's riba, khalas. No matter my shop can close down, but I will not do riba. Nothing happens, no problem. My shop will close. Allah will never close the shop. Allah will never close the shop, but no. If the thing that the nikah must take place like this, no, it's according to that. I'll follow Allah's command. Everything, not saying I'm going to fight with them, there's a way of doing everything. Your child, to how to bring your child up. No, it's still a small child. Let him look at a TV. They can do this, they can do that. Oh, small child, look at TV. Then after what happens? Then become your child, become the problem to you. Then you do all the wrong things. That's why it's important, sohbat as son. They say, you know, once Rashid Gongoi rahmatullahi alayhi and Ajib Dabullah rahmatullahi was there, and Rashid Gongoi rahmatullahi daughter was sitting there. Once he gave 5 rupees. Now 5 rupees that time was a lot of money. Lot money. But she just pushed it. Don't want it. Then he said, okay, mashallah, your daughter is someone else. And she became someone else too. What was the reason? Sit in a company. Sohbat is important. Sit in a company. You do not know when the time comes. It's all what Allah decides. What's good? Don't think it's a small thing. Today is like this, as you know what, as a Tanjil gave a very good example. He says, when a person, he wants to commit small sins like this, minor sin that he, you know, he takes, he has an ointment in his hand, and he puts for a flame, his finger, and then he puts ointment there to put right. Could anyone do that? That's how we are today. He says, you take an ointment in your hand, and then put the flame in the flame, you put the finger there, and you put the ointment there. Will anyone do that? No one will do that. So when you can keep away from that fire, what is that a fire? 70 times Jahannam fire, Allah Maliyah Father. We don't know. We have taken the joke, you know, I was surprised that, you know, one friend of mine, when he went to Turkey, and the driver said to him, you all are Jannati, we are Jahannami, inna Allah. You all are Jannati, we are Jahannami. Does he know what he's talking about? When he told me that, I was surprised. He said, you all are Jannati, we are Jahannami. In other words, do you know Jahannam? What is Jahannam? If you only know what is Jahannam, you can't put yourself here in this fire here, what will happen there? So just imagine people where they go to. Like the one husband told the wife, you can carry on in Namaz, I'll do Jahannam, you go to Jannah. Very easy to talk like that. But we have to be very careful. So our sohbat with children today is very important. Whether it's an alim, whether it's an alima, whether anyone, sohbat is salih as salih. Have to sit in a company of eyes and for a long time. He doesn't speak one word, don't worry, but sit in his company. We should sit by Hazrat Ji, Hazrat writing letters all the time. Not one word, 1-2 hours. He just look at you one time and carry on. He said, look at you one time, what is he doing? Because he got a nigrani. You see, when a sheikh got a murid, when a sheikh looks at his murid, he looks at not his 99 good deeds. Never. He look at one word, what fault he's got. When a sheikh look at his murid, he looks at how many 99 goodies, never look at one out there. What fault he's got. But if you're a stranger and they've got one good deed and 99 bad deeds, you only look at one good deed. That is how a sheikh is supposed to be. Because you came for a reason. So just to tell you that how important it is that you do not understand that you have to be at all the time happy to put your Islam right. So if you got all the sins in you, getting angry, pride, jealousy, all those things, which is so important, take out. If you cannot take out, you come to the masjid. As he says, when you come to the masjid, your heart will be completely clean with you and Allah. You have nothing else. When you have those things, sins is the thing that must always happen. Certain people say, let's make Toba. Toba never comes. With this pretext that you commit sin, you make Toba. Toba will never come. Toba, Allah forbids. A lot of people say, no man, let me commit this zina, never mind. Or let me take the drugs now. Like one person came to me today. One of 5 days, I didn't take drugs, tomorrow I'm taking it. So he, I tell you, you're a Shaykh of Islam now. But he was honest about it. The most important one. I said, no, you must not do that. So he thought, let me do this, but then again, I'll do that. No, I'm going to do that. Shaitan will be khushak, won't be khushak. So I think, no, you must not do that. So this is how people are today. You have to guide them. You understand? You have to guide them. There's nothing to get frightened about. Nothing to get frightened about. You know, once you get the taste of the hereafter, and you keep away from sins and become obedient to Allah Ta'ala, when you get the taste of it, when you get the taste of it, you don't see the world. The world will come behind you. The world come behind you. At the moment you are chasing the world come behind you. It come behind you. Sayyidina Muqallid Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, that person there was winning a very big land. Everything taken. Not mine. What for? No, I don't want it. I don't want it. What I got taste, I don't want that taste. When they come, when the buzruk, they come and say, Hazrat, I'm giving this. No, what Allah is giving me is what I'm experiencing with a small amount. I don't want to leave that taste. Because we haven't got a taste. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi in one house. It so happened that that house had jinnat in there. No one can stay there. So the owner of the house in Saharanpur, not far from Jalalabad, Saharanpur, that he, they made him stay in that house. Made the two buzruk stay. Harez Amin Sahib and Hazim Dalla. While reading namaz, after finish, one person comes around next to him. How come you came inside? Those all closes? He says, Hazrat, I'm the jinn, and to me, no one can stay in this place. What kind of person you are? You say you're a jinn and you're giving people taklif. You think it's right to do that? No, I won't do it. I won't do it now. I'm making tawbah for you. And my desire was always to meet you. Yeah, I met you now. So he said, okay, before you leave, go meet Hafez Zamin. He said, no, I can't see you. He's too angry. He's angry. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah, what made the jinnah to bow down to him? Because you bow down to Allah. When you bow down to Allah, everything bow down to you. When you bow down to Allah, you got obedient, everything bow down to you. So why don't we all bow down to Allah Ta'ala? At the moment, you bow down to other things. Then you see how Allah Ta'ala bow down. Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Ali, we know what a king he was. What was he short of? Anything. Nothing at all. It so happened that when he left his kingdom and went, the taste he had got after that, the taste, only he knows this. Only he knows that taste here. They force him to come back. He says, what I got you done? I don't want to go in detail how he put the thing in the Syrian and what happened and the rest of it too, but just to show you what they experience is why Allah intended it. We don't want the dunya. They don't keep the dunya. In other words, stay in the dunya, but remain like a person of akhirah. Your business, you run the business according to akhirah. Everything must be Allah's command. Everything. We need business, everyone, but according to Allah's command. If the thing is haram, you don't ask questions. You don't ask questions. Don't ask this fatwa, that fatwa. Away from it. So this is what it is. When a time when the time of the Sahab, they went to Egypt, the river Nile, it so happened that the water got finished there. The Sahabi, they said, what they should do there, they should put one lady naked and what the things they should do. So the Sahabi wrote to Imam Umar radiallahu ta'ala and says, yeah, what must we do? As Umar sent one letter, tell us, it's written there, O Nile, if you're learning on your own accord, I don't want you to run. We run according Allah Ta'ala's command, then you run. They just put the paper there in the forest underneath. What was the reason for it to happen? Because they were obedient to Allah Ta'ala. I'm trying to say why Allah Ta'ala was helping them. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala, you became Allah, that's why. Everything Allah Ta'ala gives you. So if we also become Allah Ta'ala, then Allah, why must leave us? Will leave us, will not leave us, because more than that, then hold Allah's hands. Do not commit sins. Sin must be not in your life. And this acts I'm talking about is called Darafham. This acts is haram. Aush is haram. We're leading people to haram, to do all the wrong things. And our children are misled. You find today, because of this acts, mother has no respect for the child has no respect for the mother. Father has no respect for the wife, husband has no respect for the wife. Is that good? One side reading Quran, one side being zikr, one side namaz, and this is what happened. This sin, if only we can remember this sin, the guna se bacho. Don't ask questions. It's a sin khalas. It's a sin khalas. Like one person came to me and told me that they went to one wedding and they were mixed a little bit. So he says, you must have tolerance, you know. They must bear that, you know. Baba, what tolerance must have there? Tolerance will walk away from there. Not to bear that thing. You cannot keep anyone happy against the law of Allah. Even your mother has to tell you something against the law of Allah. You know. If you say, Abiyah Ma'alaih said, Allah Tukhe, Sahihma Bittunya Ma'roofa, Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran that if your mother say you something, do not follow them, but be kind to them, talk to them rightly. Not to be arrogant. So sin is something, is a very, have hate for sins. The hate for sins. Even if you commit a sin, hate for it. Make Tawbah straight. And remember, do not leave sin for tomorrow, Tawbah for tomorrow. Leaving Tawbah for tomorrow, the time is not. Every day of our night when you go to sleep, make istighfar, one time it has to be istighfar, make Tawbah, Allah, forgive all our sins. And have this in my heart clean with everyone. Keep your heart clean with everyone and see how Allah Ta'ala keeps your heart. Allah Ta'ala mantan in tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Rabbana atina nuran wa rabbina innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma nas'aluka al-'afwa wal-'afiyah wal mu'afaa fid daim wa fid din wa dunya wal akhirah. Al-fawz bil jannah wa al-najah min an-nar. Allahumma nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. Sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammad. رحمة الله.